Okay, girl, buckle up because today's tea is scorching. I've got celebrity drama, shocking reveals, and some mess that you are not ready for. I'm Tasha, and this is The Tea with Tasha. Let's dive in. Right, so where do I even begin today? We've got Julianne Hough serving looks in Fiji, some absolutely wild drama between Christina Ricci and Katy Perry that has me shook, Kris Jenner doing the most Kris Jenner thing ever with her surgery, and Savannah Guthrie literally disappearing mid-show. Girl, I can't even breathe! Okay, so let's start with something light because we're about to get heavy. Julianne Hough is out here living her best life in Fiji, and honestly, good for her. The Dancing with the Stars co-host, who's 37 and absolutely glowing, has been serving us content on her tropical getaway. We're talking leopard print bikinis, snakeskin swimwear, the girl is giving us Animal Kingdom realness. But here's what I love about this. She's not just posing for the gram like some of these other celebrities. Girl is out here snorkeling, doing trampoline tricks, and wait for it, taking ice baths in Fiji. The contrast has me screaming, like, you're in paradise where it's probably 85 degrees and you're voluntarily getting into freezing water. The commitment to wellness culture is real, honey. I have to say, though, Julianne's been through it these past few years with her divorce and everything, so seeing her out there just living and being free, that makes my heart happy. Sometimes you just need to put on a fierce bikini and remind the world who you are. You know what I mean? But, okay, let's move on to the drama because, girl, Christina Ricci just threw some shade that has everyone talking. So apparently, Ruby Rose made some allegations, and we're not getting into the specifics because that's heavy stuff. But when Katy Perry posted her Met Gala photos, Christina Ricci left a one-word comment that has everyone doing detective work. Now, what's the connection? Christina and Ruby were in a film together back in 2013 called Around the Block. That's 10 years ago, but clearly there's some history there. And when I tell you this comment was shady, I mean, it was so cryptic, but so pointed that you know it wasn't random. The thing about social media shade is that it's an art form, right? Like, you can say so much with so little, and everyone who knows, knows. But everyone else is left scrambling, trying to figure out what's happening. It's giving very much, if you know, you know, energy. And honestly, I live for the mystery of it all. What gets me is the timing, though. Like, Katy's just posting her Met Gala looks, probably feeling herself, and then bam! Christina slides into the comments with whatever this one word was. The audacity. But also, I kind of respect it. Sometimes you have to stand on business, even in Instagram comments. But speaking of people doing the most, can we talk about Kris Jenner? Because this woman, I swear she never fails to surprise me. So apparently, several years ago, Kris had to get a hysterectomy because doctors found a benign tumor, right? Standard procedure, happens to lots of women, very normal medical situation. But this is Kris Jenner we're talking about, so obviously she had the entire 22-minute surgery filmed. Girl, who does that? Like, I get that the Kardashians film everything for their show, but there are limits. There are boundaries. But you know what? I'm not even surprised, because this is the same woman who turned her daughter's sex tape scandal into a billion-dollar empire. Kris Jenner could probably find a way to monetize her morning coffee routine. The business mind is honestly terrifying and impressive at the same time. What's interesting, though, is that she's being really candid about her health journey, and I do appreciate that. Like, yes, it's dramatic and very Kris to film it, but talking about women's health issues, especially for someone her age, that's actually important. Sometimes the awareness that comes from oversharing can help other women, so maybe there's method to the madness. Still, though, 22 minutes of surgery footage. I'm imagining the editor who had to cut that together for the show. The things people do for a paycheck in Hollywood. But okay, now we need to talk about what happened with Savannah Guthrie, because this one actually has me worried. So Savannah was doing her thing on the Today Show, everything seemed normal, and then she just left. Mid-show, just got up and walked off. Now, normally I'd be like, okay, what's the tea, what's the drama? But this one's different, because apparently her mom Nancy is missing. And when I say missing, I mean they're actively searching for her. That's not celebrity drama, that's real-life scary stuff. The thing that's bothering me is that NBC and the Today Show haven't given any explanation for why she left so suddenly. Like, I get wanting privacy during family emergencies, but when someone just disappears from live television, People are going to ask questions. It's giving very much crisis management energy, like something happened and they're trying to figure out how to handle it. I really hope Nancy is found safe and that everything's okay with Savannah's family. Sometimes we get so caught up in the entertainment side of celebrity news that we forget these are real people with real problems. Like, yes, I love the drama and the tea, but when it comes to actual serious stuff like missing family members, that's when you step back and remember there are humans behind these headlines. The fact that she just left mid-show, though, that tells you how serious whatever's happening must be. Savannah's a professional. She's been doing this for years. For her to just walk off live television? Something major was happening behind the scenes. You know what, though? Good for her for prioritizing her family. Too many people in this industry feel like they have to keep performing no matter what's happening in their personal lives. Sometimes you have to choose what matters most, and clearly, her mom and her family matter more than finishing a TV show. I just hope they get some answers soon because, pause, having a missing family member has got to be one of the most terrifying things you can go through. All the success and fame in the world doesn't matter when someone you love is in danger. Okay, but let me bring us back up a bit because we started this episode with Julianne living her best life in Fiji, and I want to end on that energy. Sometimes in all this Hollywood madness, we need to remember that life is about those moments of joy and freedom and just being present. Whether it's Julianne doing backflips on trampolines in paradise, or Kris Jenner turning medical procedures into content, or even Christina Ricci standing up for what she believes in through Instagram comments. Everyone's just trying to navigate this weird world of fame in their own way. Some of it's messy, some of it's inspiring, and some of it's just downright bizarre. But that's why we're here, right? To make sense of all this chaos together. And that is all the tea I'm spilling today. Make sure you come back tomorrow because you know there's always more drama brewing in Hollywood. I'm Tasha, and remember, the tea is always hot on this podcast. Bye, girl!